Well, great thing is more bodies today, and we've just been building slowly but surely, but really good to have pretty much everybody on board today as far as guys coming out of quarantine and getting ready to go. Still a couple more to come as we go, but just, we're building our kind of our knowledge base and more players on the floor. No, we're building Vic up right now. He's going along as we expected and kind of just hitting all those great markers. And so, yeah, we're hopeful that by the time we finish this week, we're full on scrimmaging with everybody who's here. So we can do most, but we're just building a few guys up right now.
The head coach is in Perth now. Must help with the time difference on the Zoom calls, everything like that.
Yeah, it's really good to have Scott and his family in Perth and know that he's not too far away. And yes, time difference helps, but they're still upside down a little bit on with jet lag and everything, but doing great. Yes, very few interruptions this morning, but we just finished another film session, which is kind of we've had a really kind of a tight schedule, I guess, with Zooms and film sessions with Scott. So it's sticking to that plan.
What's it like for you trying to do both out here and Zooming with him and work out what's going on? How's the relationships been? How's your coaching methods been? Try to implement what he wants.
You know, with myself being new to the Wildcats, the group has been fantastic. So we've had to lean on each other a lot. Scott's done a great job of planning, but the guys that were on the ground when I got here, such as Luke Brennan, Josh Kavanaugh, and the players, Bryce and Jesse and Mitch and Todd, those guys, they've got a kind of a way of doing things. And so it's been a meshing of those styles. And yeah, I've just tried to kind of be that go-between sometimes between Scott and the group, and it's worked out pretty well. I think we're learning and getting to know each other.
Where do you feel the group is at with a couple of weeks before the actual play happened?
Yeah, it's hard to say where we are compared to what we're gonna look like, but I feel like we've made great strides with new guys coming in, including myself, and new coaches, new players. So I think we're getting better every day, and today with more bodies, it's going to be another big step.
How challenging has it been, the build up to the season now due to changes, coach and players wise?
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, and we've had to learn to do things in a new way with COVID, as well as people outside the country and new players, new coaches coming in. Every day has been something, kind of a learning experience. And I guess it's another thing on you either react well to it or you don't improve. And that's been our focus, and the guys have done a really good job on that. And again, we like our group, and the players are going to win games, and so we'll lean on them and just try to put them in the right positions. My own focus is really just trying to get the players to understand what Scott and myself and Luke as coaches are trying to get, like the big blueprint. So it's been really interesting. It's been fun. It's been challenging, but in the end, I'm learning a new system as well. So it's been kind of fresh and invigorating.
You're obviously new this year, but the team kind of broke down a little bit physically in the final series last year. Have you changed your approach at all from what you know in this preseason to maybe keep the team in good stead throughout the whole season coming up?
Well, the players have been, with Josh, our strength and conditioning coach, and also Dan, our physio, they're here for every session. I can't say what it was like. I know they were here last year as well, but they've done a great job in every session in the weight room, also on the court every day. So they're right on top of things, and You know, we as coaches sometimes want to push the players and say, hey, we need him and him on the floor. They've been taking the approach that they'll be on the floor when they're ready. And so even though that sometimes limits us numbers-wise, it's been really good knowing the guys who are on the floor are full speed and ready to go. And we'll just continue with that approach and, you know, we'll fill in with other bodies until we have everybody.
And will you and the team get any in-person contact with Scott before Tasmania? Will that be the first time the team gets actually?
Yeah, being in Tasmania will be the first time that we're all together as a group, including Scott. But it will be before the first game, you know, God willing. And then we'll go from there.
Is Mitch Norton on track to play for his
season? Yes, Mitch is looking great and just building every day and full contact. So it's been a lot of fun, and I know he's enjoying it.
You're saying that they're moving really well. Like, we didn't expect to see him moving as well as what he was. So is he doing everything as an athlete
for the year? You'd have to ask what the terminology is with the medical staff, but he's been doing everything. And seems great from my perspective.
And where's Majuk at?
Yeah, Majuk will go today. Fulani just kind of had a little tweak. And so, as I said before, just kind of making sure when they do step on, they're ready to go. And Majuk's ready to go.
And he'll be on track for pre-season?
Yes. Yeah. He was doing everything. He and Jesse were probably the only guys who didn't miss a session for the first couple months that I was here. And then I think he had a sniffle and had to sit out a session, but he's been great.
No, it didn't. Other injuries across the career, Sherbles banged up in the foot.
Yep.
Is there going to be definitely will not play in the preseason?
Well, right now it's Corey. It's also Todd Blanchfield, who had his knee surgery, but both of those guys have made great strides and probably a little ahead of where we thought initially. I think that's about it. Everybody else is on track.
Yeah.